We go to promise number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. We read this wonderful promise. My grace is sufficient for you, because my power is perfected in weakness. This goes on from the previous promise. That means in every situation, God's grace is enough to take me over. The problem may remain there, the difficult person may remain there, but God's grace will help me to overcome. And one of the beautiful illustrations I read about this was where a man saw a dream where he was trying to cross a river in a boat. And always, just about a foot below the level of the water was a long rock which was hidden. And his boat was hitting against that rock and hitting against that rock and hitting against the rock. He couldn't go through to the other side, and he was saying, Lord, remove this rock, remove this rock, remove this rock. Just like you sometimes pray, get rid of this neighbor, get rid of this problem, get rid of this difficulty, or get rid of this sickness, or get rid of this. And the Lord says, I won't remove the rock, but I'll raise the level of the water so you can still go across. That is the meaning of my grace is sufficient for you. Your difficult wife may never change, though you pray, that rock will remain. But God will raise the level of His grace so that with that difficult wife, you'll be an overcomer. Or with that difficult boss, you'll be an overcomer. And that neighbor who you prayed for so many years that he would shift his house, you just heard the other day that he's bought the house and he's going to live there forever. Great. Now you got to pray that God will raise the level of the water so that you overcome with that person there permanently now. My grace is sufficient for you. Every situation that you can ever face in your life, God's grace is sufficient. Again, it's not a question of what you can do. God says, my grace, not your ability. Your ability is not sufficient. But God says, my grace is sufficient for you in every single situation you can ever face in your whole life. I want to believe that. In this particular case, it was a sickness. Now, generally speaking, I believe it's God's will that we should be healthy. I believe that's God's general will. But I will not preach that God will deliver us from all sickness, because there is no such promise in the Bible. There is a promise that He'll save us from all sin, but there is no promise in the Bible that He'll heal you from all sicknesses. I know some Pentecostals preach it, but it's not in the Bible and it is not even true in their life. There are as many Pentecostals and Charismatics who die of cancer as in other churches. There are as many lame people and with polio in Pentecostal churches as in other churches. There are as many blind people and deaf people in Pentecostal charismatic churches as in other churches. And if you take statistics, you'll find the average is pretty much the same. So if the average is pretty much the same, why do they talk so much about healing? Nothing seems to be happening. Don't be deceived. It is to prevent you from concentrating on being saved from sin that the devil makes you concentrate on healing or prosperity or something like that. You get all your mind focused on healing and prosperity, and which in many cases God may not allow you to have, and you never get saved from sin. There's a lot of deception going on in the world today. There are as many poor people in Pentecostal charismatic churches that preach prosperity as there are anywhere else. It's the pastors who get rich. They are the ones who collect money and become millionaires, not the others. It's a fantastic deception, and I'm sorry to say so many believers are just swallowing that and being deceived by it. But grace is sufficient. In Paul's case, he had a sickness. He prayed 3 times it would go away, and it did not go away. And the Lord said, I'm not going to remove the rock, I'll raise the level of the water. I won't remove your sickness, but listen to this, your sickness will not hinder you from serving me. You will serve me more than all the other apostles in spite of your sickness. Isn't that great? God is not going to make Paul blind and deaf and paralyzed. No. But sometimes He may allow something to be there which does not hinder our effectiveness for Christ, which does not hinder our becoming like Christ, which does not hinder our living a Spirit-filled life, which does not hinder us from overcoming sin, but which will keep us humble. I've told you many times, the most difficult thing for God to do is to keep a person humble. And one way he did it for Paul was by giving him a sickness. That's the way he did it for Timothy. Constant stomach problems. Whatever he ate, he would have diarrhea or vomiting or something like that. Poor man. He really had to cling to God. But he was a godly man. God's grace was sufficient for him. It didn't hinder him from serving God. And I'll tell you this. I've learned through the years that God doesn't take away all our aches and pains and everything else, but He'll give us grace so that we can still continue to serve Him despite our aches and pains and blood pressure and everything else. My grace is sufficient whatever situation you may face. Please remember that. Don't ever complain that your wife is too difficult or your husband is too difficult or your servant is too difficult or your children are a nuisance. You're then saying God's grace is not sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. Put your arm into that today. Whatever circumstance you face, whatever it is, say God's grace is sufficient for me to overcome that. Maybe it's a financial hardship. In that financial hardship, you say, okay, Lord, I can't get the things I want to. Life is a little tough right now, but your grace is sufficient. And I'll tell you this, some of you who got plenty of money and who got everything you want in this world, you will never have a ministry like those who have gone through financial hardship. I'm sorry to say that, but you'll never have it. Because you got everything you want in this world. You don't need God's grace. Why do you need God's grace? You got health, you got wealth, you got everything else you need. Of course, you need some Bible knowledge to get up and preach in your meetings. But you won't be an overcomer because you got nothing to overcome. And when some little difficulty comes up in your home, you grumble and complain. Rich people are the ones who grumble and complain the most because they are used to a certain standard of comfort and luxury that a little thing goes wrong and they get all upset. Poor people don't complain so much. And if God allows you to go through a little poverty and struggle, perhaps you'll stop complaining so much. So, trust in God's grace and say, Lord, I want to prove in my life, whatever my circumstances, I believe your grace is sufficient. If I have a sickness that never gets healed, okay, your grace is sufficient to make me overcome that. There are many, many people in the history of the church who've overcome tremendous problems. People who were blind, who never got healed from their blindness, like the blind poet George Matheson, "Oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee," like Fanny Crosby, who wrote thousands of hymns. Wonderful blind woman, totally blind. Some of the amazing songs we sing, most of the very well-known songs that we sing were written by that blind woman, Fanny Crosby. God's grace was abundant. Can you imagine if you were blind? Would you get discouraged and give up? She didn't. She didn't have the benefits that you and I have, but she wrote so many hymns and blessed thousands of people more than we do with our eyesight. God's grace is sufficient, and one day you will see in eternity numerous people who proved that God's grace was sufficient. And you must be one of them. That you never complain, you overcome your circumstances by the grace of God and say, God's grace is sufficient for me.